This is the latest WNCW Friday feature interview of the week. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Our topic this week is the UNC Public Television series, Flavor NC. We love to eat. That's one of my favorite things, might be yours as well. And you may have seen this show before and the special guest who joins us, and that's Lisa Prince, also known to some as the Queen of the Kitchen and the Mayor of Flavor, North Carolina. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
The series is dedicated to preserving and celebrating the state's agricultural heritage. One dinner plate at a time is how it's described. Lisa, I've got to tell you right up front that you've made me hungry and want to get on the road and find some of these places you've shared on the program in the past.
I think that's one of the wonderful and unique things about the show is the fact that, you know, we travel from the mountains to the coast, and we're bringing our viewers a little slice of North Carolina heaven that they may not know about. Agriculture is an $84 billion industry in our state, so we have a lot of farmers that we can highlight, a lot of crops that we're growing, some important industry, not to mention the chefs who are taking that extra time to source locally, which a lot of times that's not the easiest thing for them to do. So they're working hand in hand with our farmers. So it's a partnership that everybody's involved in.
Before we go further talking about the series, tell us a little bit about Lisa Prince, your background.
Well, I've worked for the Department of Agriculture since I graduated from North Carolina State University. I love our farmers and what they do. They're the salt of the earth. I'm blessed to have this job. I married my high school sweetheart, and we have a son who is a junior at NC State University. I'm all about food. I was lucky enough to also grow up in a family that loves to cook, so the holidays were very important to us. And whenever you went to grandmother's house, everybody wanted to make sure they brought their best dish. And so those are still some of my favorite recipes today.
Take us back to the start and the prior seasons, how long it's been going now.
Just finished filming season 7, which is hard to believe whenever I say that. We started back in 2010 with season 1. Blue Water Media, who's owned and run by David Dalton and the late Teresa Dalton, which was his sister-in-law, it was really her brainchild and concept to come up with this show. I also happen to host a program called Local Dish, which airs on a local TV station, WREL TV5. She lived in Raleigh, and so she had seen me cooking on those segments, and she reached out with this idea and wanted to know if I was interested in hosting it. So we shot a pilot that was at Coonrock Farms in Hillsboro, all about tomatoes and heritage pork, as a test run, and it was just a perfect fit. Ever since, you know, 2010, we've been working hard at it, bringing the viewers a little sample of North Carolina agriculture.
Some of our listeners this morning may be very familiar with the show, and some of the things that I'll ask you about will come to mind for them that they've seen before. For others, it may be something they'll want to start checking out. I do want you to maybe tell us about a few memories from some of these past seasons that stand out to you, and maybe some visit or a spotlight that involved Western North Carolina, where we are, of course.
Well, back in season 1, we went to Sunburst Trout Farm, and that's in Waynesville. The trout, it's a beautiful fish. I had never seen the process as far as when it comes to trout and how it's raised, and they had a chef there with the company who I got to cook with, and I got to try trout caviar, which I had never had before. I was a little leery of it, and for the most part, I like to eat and sample anything, all food. I was just a little leery of that one, and I was pleasantly surprised at how delicious and fabulous it was.
You did say trout caviar?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to double check that. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a beautiful bright orange, and it did, of course, have that salty flavor that you want to look for in caviar. It was very, very good. I recommend it. We also went season 5. Our North Carolina mountains are known for their fabulous apples and all the delicious varieties we grow. So we met with a apple farmer up there and talked all about his orchard and how long he's been growing apples. And then we also went to Skytop Orchard in Hendersonville, and I got to see how they make their donuts. And it was in the fall, so it was perfect peak season. And then we went into the kitchen, I think it was called Inn on Church Street, and he made me an apple caramel sundae confection that was just delicious. So I do get to eat well. That's true.
Yeah, I have noticed that you're around some delicious dishes. This is the Friday feature from WNCW. We're talking about the public television series here in North Carolina called Flavor NC, and our guest is the host of that show, Lisa Prince. Well, Lisa, a new season is on the way. Tell us when it will premiere and maybe spotlight a couple of things that will be coming up.
The new season will begin airing January the 4th, and that's on Thursday nights at 9:30 p.m., and then it will repeat the following Tuesdays at 7:30. Episodes also re-air on their UNC Explorer and the NC channel. And we are excited. This season is going to have 14 episodes. A few of those are going to highlight our North Carolina wine industry. We crisscross the state, as we always do. This year, we have an episode featuring our North Carolina sweet potato, which, of course, is our official state vegetable. And we go into Winston-Salem and cook at a restaurant aptly named Sweet Potatoes Restaurant and learn how to make a unique sweet potato pie, cornbread, and stuffing. We also went to the Mountain State Fair, which I had never been to and fell in love with. Reminds me of what the State Fair in Raleigh used to be. We go behind the scenes and show the beef cattle competition, which I know a lot of fairgoers may not realize how important the livestock side of the fairs are across our state, because it's important for our youth in the 4-H. And then we see some of the homemade recipes that the Worley family, who has competed in the fair for years, they cook and bring to the fair. And it's like a family. The livestock family kind of all gets together at the end of the day after all the competitions. They share dinner. They break bread together and bring their favorite recipes. And we go to Grandfather Vineyard and Winery in Banner Elk, and that's right on the Watauga River. We cover a lot of ground in this one. I hope that your listeners, if they haven't seen the show, that they will definitely check it out. And then after watching, hopefully they'll go visit some of our farmers across the state.
New season is on the way of Flavor NC starting next month. Well, Lisa, before we wrap up this interview, there's one last thing we want to do, and it's just in time for the Christmas season, especially if someone out there was looking for a new recipe of a dish to put out during the holiday get-togethers. Lisa's going to provide one this morning, and Lisa, what we'll do, there's a stovetop and a microwave cooking method for the recipe. We'll put those on our website coming up real soon, but what we'll let you go over is the preparation of your recipe that involves North Carolina peanuts. It's the Dixie Peanut Brittle.
Yes, around the holidays, we're always looking for goodies to make that we can share with our friends and family. Can't go wrong with our North Carolina peanuts. Yesterday, I just made 3 batches in the microwave, so it's quick and easy. But you want to use 1.5 cups of raw shelled North Carolina peanuts with the skin on. You mix that together with 1 cup of sugar and 1/2 cup of light corn syrup and just 1/8 teaspoon of salt. And you pop it in the microwave, microwave it for 4 minutes. Give it a stir, microwave it for 4 minutes longer. Then you just stir in 1 teaspoon of butter and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. Microwave it just 2 minutes more. As soon as you pull it out of the microwave, you want to add 1 teaspoon of baking soda. Stir this in quickly. It'll make it light and foamy. And then you immediately pour it onto a lightly greased baking sheet. And when it cools, you get to break it up into pieces and enjoy the fruits of your labor.
That sounds absolutely delicious. And again, we'll post that with the podcast of this interview as well with Lisa at WNCW.org. And again, that's Dixie Peanut Brittle. Thank you for sharing your time doing this interview with us today.
I appreciate the fact that you enjoy the show, and I hope that many of your listeners will enjoy it as well.
Continued success with the Flavor NC. Lisa Prince, our guest on the Friday feature from WNCW. Happy holidays to Lisa and all of you. I'm Paul Foster for WNCW.